Hello and welcome to Folk Image. I'm Jeff Gill. This is our first program of 2004, to be specific, the program of January 18th, 2004. And on this show, we'll hear the latest from Lucy Kaplansky, John Smith, Kate Rusby, Annie Humphrey, and Terry Farmer. And we'll also be hearing many selections from albums released in 2003 that we did not get an opportunity to play in 2003. We are starting with a track from the Oasis Acoustic Volume 44 collection, the latest in that series. A track from Brenda Hunter, a Celtic-flavored artist from California, doing Maids of Mitchellstown. Thank you.
like a boomerang flying back at me. By 7:30, you'll fall in love with me. Yeah. Do you believe in destiny? Destiny.
As she plants the seeds that bring the fields of corn, she tells me many stories of the people and the life they lived before I was born. One sky above us, one people below. Carry on as the grasses will grow. Anishinaabe, Manetabe, these simple words we love to sing when we are together under the stars. Anishinaabe, Manetabe, today has been a wonderful day. People, we feel good in our hearts. Anishinaabe, Manetabe, these simple words we love to sing when we are together under the stars. Anishinaabe, Manetabe, today
Bill Miller on Folk Image with a selection from a compilation entitled This Land Is Your Land, Songs of Unity, on the Music for Little People label. His contribution to that compilation is a tune called, if I don't stumble all over it, Anishinaabe, from Bill Miller. We heard Vonda Shepherd before that, an album released back in 1999 that recently came my way, called By 7:30, and that was the title song. Vonda Shepherd is certainly a class act. Just the way her vocals are and the way she grooms herself appearance-wise and the various things she does. Great act. Vonda Shepherd and By 7:30. Maids of Mitchellstown came from Brenda Hunter, the instrumental that started us out on this edition of January 18th, 2004 on Folk Image. The new album from Lucy Kaplansky is called The Red Thread, and this is called Line in the Sand.
You're like a flower growing in a wild wood, bringing pleasure to the eyes. I'm like a river after a rainstorm, raging away too fast to die. You are a flower, I am a river. Without love, we both are just a waste of time. You're like a rainbow spread across a blue sky. Sunrise is your next kin. I'm like a whirlwind rolling across the desert to can't some hope to never see again. You are rainbow, I am a whirlwind. Without love, we both are just a waste of time. Like a drifter, I'm always going someplace. I never get to where I'm supposed to be. You are a diamond, I am a drifter. Without love, we both are just a wasting time.
Timber falling down.
So far, this show has been quite heavy with some impressive performances from California-based artists, and he's one of them. Carrie Candelay, released last year, didn't get around to playing it till now, though. Softly, Softly, a track from his album Icarus Descending. We heard Ray Wiley Hubbard doing Without Love, We're Just Wasting Time. That appeared on the singer-songwriter collection from Rounder Heritage, their Heritage series at Rounder Records. Released in the latter part of 2002, I believe. It's been hanging around a while here. And we started that set with a new one from Lucy Kaplansky doing Line in the Sand, an album called The Red Thread, very much inspired by post-9/11 life from the eyes of a New Yorker and all the fallout, shall we say. Lucy Kaplansky with Line in the Sand. You've logged into folkimage.com in the program of January 18th, 2004, and we continue now with a lot of flutes and a lot of drums from Suzanne Tang and Gilbert Levy and an album called Miles Beyond.
They found her driving home from Minneapolis. South of Motley is where she saw them standing in the beam of her one-eyed car. They closed the road before her. Speeding car, sitting close and growling in her ears, licking her shoulders and laughing at her fear. Her fingers knotted to the wheel, and terror crept up her spine, spreading to her arms and into her head. The drum of her heart, she opened her mouth. Her prayer song spilled out. She sang la 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 la.
than I do. I'm so in love with you. Oh, what can I say? I'll write you every day. Oh, I'm missing you. I miss our kissing. I miss kissing you. Please come home to me. I'll turn off that big TV. I'm lonely, can't you see? I need you here alone with me. Oh, I miss you. That ain't nothing new. I'll make you tea in the morning. I'll rub your feet and kiss you. I'm sleeping here alone tonight. I don't wanna fight. Please take that return flight. Oh, I'm missing you. I miss our kissing. I miss kissing you.
The title pretty much describes it, Hillbilly Love Song. It's very simple. Kate Power and Steve Einhorn from their Pearls album, released last year on Artichoke Music. Annie Humphrey, who lives in northern Minnesota in the Ojibwe Indian Reservation, and she has picked up a Nami or two. That's what they're called, Namis. And including video, too, some video productions. In fact, this album, which is called Edge of America, was also turned into a movie by a producer. We heard a song called They Found Her from Annie Humphrey. And Suzanne Tang and Mystic Journey, featuring Gilbert Levy on percussion, doing Chicoy from their album Miles Beyond. All here on folkimage.com and the program of January 18th, 2004. This goes back about 12 years originally, released from Rita Conley.
kicking this stone up this hill, past the old hotel and the railroad tracks and the rundown mill. I don't know what for, I don't quite know why, I just know I like the way it makes me feel inside. So kick it hard till he rolls along. Next thing I know, I'm singing this song. Oh, kicking this stone, oh, kicking this stone, up the hill and around the block and down the road, kicking these blues all alone, out into the open light of day where moss can't grow. Oh, kicking this stone, past the school playground and the church graveyard and the country club and the factory and the downtown bars, past the alleyways and the lock and dam, past the poets and the prostitutes and the clergyman, by the city jail and the county home, past all the saints and sinners kicking their stones. Oh, kicking their stones, this stone, up the hill and around the block and down the road, kicking these blues all alone, out into the open light of day where moss can't grow. Oh, kicking this stone, I ain't making no mess, I ain't hurting no one, I'm just making my way a little each day to kingdom this long highway, all across the countless miles, from the cradle to the grave, past all my mistakes, with all their guilt and shame, through the gentle rain of tears, sweet forgiveness came. Oh, kicking this stone, oh, kicking this stone, up the hill and around the block and down the
side are you? Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Poor folks ain't got a chance unless they organize.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side?
Natalie Merchant doing her rendition of Which Side Are You On? As it appears on a collection called Seeds, The Songs of Pete Seeger, Volume 3, Disc 1, performed by Pete himself and his friends, and Disc 2, just by the friends of Pete, a song of labor turmoil that fits in so well with the theme. John Smith, prior to that, doing Kickin' This Stone, the title song from his new album, on Blue Pine Records, as he calls it. Kicking This Stone from John Smith. He makes it all one word, and the album is produced by Lloyd Maines. And Rita Conley with a song that was actually recorded in 1987 and first released in 1992 on Terra Records. Amiens from Rita Conley. You've logged into folkimage.com. I'm Jeff Gill. Nice to have you aboard on this program of January 18th, 2004. And another fine tradition. Some of the Heritage people, Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie. This album was devoted to Woody. It's called Would I, from the Joel Raphael Band.
Let me tell you about the last time we were in this town. The town of Okemah, Oklahoma. Now Okemah just happens to be the town where Woody Guthrie was born. Which just happens to be the reason that we were there. Now it's a small town about 70 miles east of Oklahoma City. On a highway they call Interstate 40. Which runs off of what used to be called Route 66, which just happens to be the Will Rogers Highway. Now they call it the Will Rogers Highway because Will Rogers was so famous. And both Woody and Will are well known for their great American spirits. In fact, Will Rogers is the most famous Oklahoman in the whole country. And Woody Guthrie is the most famous Oklahoman in the whole wide world. Now, even with this kind of worldwide fame, there are those that claim and insist that Woody was a communist. Well, he would just smile and say, I ain't no communist, but I've been in the red my whole life. It was one of his jokes, but he did stand up for the common folks. And there were lots of folks in Okemah the last time we were there. celebrate Woody's too short of a life and almost too many songs. And it was a hot and a dusty day. And they do have a few of those down there. So I decided to go into town and get myself a cold drink at the only place I knew of in Okemah to get a cold drink, which was a place called Brick Street, which was the place where they would have the parties after the festival show. So I got off on Woody Guthrie Street, and I went towards town, and I took a couple lefts until I found myself on a rocky road. But I couldn't find a place to park because there were so many people in town, so I drove down for a block or so until finally I found a place to pull in. So I pulled in and I got out, and as I got out of my car, I heard a voice say, "Are you going to Brick Street?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, if you're going to Brick Street, you can't park there because that's parking from my bar, the Rocky Road Tavern. And as you can see, there's so many people in town that there's no place to park. And well, even if anybody knew where my bar was, they wouldn't be able to find a place to park. So you're going to have to move it up a couple blocks." I said, "Okay, I understand, and I'll move my car. But after I do, I'm going to stop into your place and have a drink." And she said, "Well, if you're going to do that, then you don't have to move your car." And I said, "Okay," and got out, and I followed Lou Johnson into the Rocky Road Tavern in Okemah, Oklahoma, where she proceeded to buy me a drink, introduced me to her friends, and we had a nice visit and a good laugh about how she'd come out to hassle me about parking and then ended up buying me a drink. Oklahoma hospitality. Well, we said our goodbyes. I went back to the festival site and played the show with the band. And I haven't been back to Okemah since. But if you're ever traveling through that part of the country, on Interstate 40, off Route 66, you know, the Will Rogers Highway, it's a hot and dusty day, and they do have a few of those down there, then get off on Woody Guthrie Street, go towards town, take a couple lefts until you find yourself on that rocky road. Pull in, park your car, and get out, go in, get yourself a cold drink.
Get yourself a cold drink.
When you do, don't forget to raise your glass and say a toast to Woody Guthrie and the common folks.
Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in those Oklahoma hills, Oklahoma hills. Way down yonder in the Indian Nation, singing songs for an occupation in those Oklahoma, Oklahoma hills.
perfect time.
Larkin on Folk Image, her album released in 2003 called Red Equals Luck, something that traces its origins to some ancient Chinese source of wisdom, no doubt. All That Innocence, the track from Patty Larkin. We heard Marie Brennan doing Perfect Time, the title track from an album she released in the late 90s and just coming our way now. And we started that set with Joel Raphael Band doing Talking Oklahoma Hills from his album, Would I? You've logged into folkimage.com, and this is the program of January 18th, 2004. Kate Rusby's new album is called Underneath the Stars.
Bobbing the
I passed my sister's house and home. I found her there in tears. She'd hoped for more than rhetoric to guide her through her fears. Her status choked, her spirit broke for lack of equal wage. Never no more, never no more, never no more again. I walked up to my neighbor's farm. His life and love he claimed. When imports undercut by half, I heard my neighbor say, they promised better days ahead. The bastards lied again. Never no more, never no more, never no more again. We faltered not at Chrysler's farm, held ground at Lundy's Lane. And how brave tars fought bold and hard in North Atlantic fray. And now they think we have no fight, no pride, no hope, no shame. Never no more, never no more, never no more again. Though promises may fall like leaves, on guard we shall remain. We walk, we run, we rise, we fall, we stand by our good name. And if our rights are put at risk, all leaders run from blame. Never no more, never no more, never no more again. Never no more, never no more, never no more again.
The Canadian duo Bill Garrett and Sue Lothrop from their album of 2003 called Red Shoes, a song called Never No More. Dominic Gaudios did an extended piece there called Drive Until Dawn from his album All Hooped Up. And we started with Kate Rusby with Let Me Be. That's on the new one called Underneath the Stars on Compass Records, where she has always been here in the States. You've logged into folkimage.com, and we continue now with a couple of tracks from the new Acoustic Rainbow Volume 17 collection put out by the folks at Poet Man Records in Kentucky. And we're going to hear tracks from Alan Kelly and Oho, all here on Folk Image.
She thinks how he likes coffee. She thinks how he likes rum. She's thinking how she's sorry the evening came undone. She holds a piece of paper, the words he could not say. Malcolm's gone to soldier, Malcolm's gone away. He says he hopes she'll write him, says he'll do the same. To hear from her would delight him, as for the evening he's to blame. Of all her thoughts unspoken, the one that now remains, Malcolm's gone to soldier, Malcolm. gone away. Don't want tea in the evening news. She thinks of that letter and all that she'll choose. Mustn't sound lonely, no bad news. No bad news today. Cold gray morning, she'll paint the sun. Car breaks down, it was all great fun. Whatever went wrong can be undone. She'll write it up that way. She feeds a cat and she sweeps the floor. Writes down twice what she erased before. Clears the table and she writes some more. Malcolm's gone a soldier. Malcolm's gone along. She might have seen it coming. At least then she'd understood. She heard him talking sometimes. In her mind she knew he could. She tried so to deny it with words she could not say. Malcolm's gone a soldier. Malcolm's gone away. She leads a cloistered life now. Her day starts and it ends with a trip down to the post office. Letters received and those she sends. Her life is like a river running straight until it bends. Malcolm's gone a soldier, and all that will not end. Through morning tea and the evening news, she thinks of that letter and the word she'll choose. Mustn't sound lonely, no bad news, no bad news today. Cold gray morning, she'll paint the sun. Car breaks down, it was all great fun. Whatever went wrong can be undone. She'll write it up that way. She feeds a cat and she sweeps the floor. Writes down twice what she erased before. Clears the table and she writes some more. Malcolm's gone a soldier. Malcolm's gone to war. Scared sometimes that she'll go without a friend. Like a gypsy wind, all the promises of a young man in the end. When the gate swings and the front bell rings and there's a grown man at the door. Malcolm's home, soldier. Malcolm's home from war. Thank you.
the dream palace of yesterday, where myth is truth and the proofs hearsay, memories disguised by the way that we wish they could be, that drives an input or where. And pure fare of the love feast, kissing the sky as we hold hands in a ring. The night to morning link contacts with the light. Be my friend, we can walk side by side. Don't walk ahead, you know I won't walk behind. But we stumble through our fears and tears to the cadence and the tune of the spheres. I live and I long to be Latin, to live the fool and die the sage.
Till the dawn, and waited for another day. The lady on the second floor, she squints her eyes at bills galore.
opens up a cabinet door, sipping on bourbon through the day. She looks upon her mirror glass, thinks how years have seen her past. She does her cross and dies her grace, fears upon another day. Another day, another day, where dreams they're not so far away. Seeds that grow to land a branch, harmonies and sacred chants. Societies, but social is the last we seize when dignity is flown away. But I'm the worse than most of you. I write these words that fill some shoes, pay some tolls, cheat some dues. Watch my words from far away. Another day. Another day, another day, where dreams they're not so far away. Seeds they grow to land a branch, harmonies and second chance. Used to colors mix and swirled, with wood and blood together twirled. Goodbye, my friends, today I'm dead. To resurrect and change the world.
Stephen DeLopoulos from his album released in 2003 called Me Dyed Blue. That's called Another Day. We heard two tracks prior to him from the collection called Acoustic Rainbow, Volume 17. Two highlights indeed. We heard Long to Be Latin from Ojo. And at the start of the set, a tune from a Colorado-based singer-songwriter, Alan Kelly, doing Malcolm's Gone, A Soldier. You have logged into folkimage.com, our second hour of the show of January 18th, 2004. And we continue now with Mountain Heart from their album released last year. This is called No Other Way, at least the album's called No Other Way, and the song is called Go Away.
Maybe I was wrong when I thought that we were right for each other. Things are changing fast, darling, this ain't gonna last, not another day. Silence is no answer, and the end begins tonight. Don't tell me where you're going, a thousand wrongs don't make a right. Just go away. Just go away. You can't hurt my pride, even if you try. Maybe you feel strong, we just don't belong with each other. I'm weak machine, and I can't live your dreams, not another day. You can whisper in my ear, but I know what you mean. I feel the lie you're living if you don't say a thing.
Take a look within. My father was a rancher, east of Socorro, southeast of Corona, near Roswell, New Mexico. In the middle of nowhere, no radio, no telephone, 1947, and I was 12 years old. Big lightning storm one night, beginning of July, we heard an explosion, wondered what, wondered why. Riding out the next morning, over the pasture to check on some sheep, that's when Daddy found it, the big field of weird debris. He brought some of it home, laid it out on the kitchen floor, bits and pieces of things we'd never seen before. Like foil but not foil, like wood but not wood, like wire, wax paper all weighing much less than it should. And everything was so strong, we couldn't cut it or scrape it, pliable, unnatural, we couldn't burn or break it. And there were symbols in purple and pink, like a transparent recipe, ranged out in columns, but nothing we could read. A couple days later, Daddy drove into Corona, and there he heard the stories of what had been seen by others. Near Magdalena, on the plains of San Augustine, a civil engineer and an archaeological research team found a disc-shaped object surrounded by creatures, like human but not human, round heads, no hair, small features. A military officer drove up and ordered everyone to leave, swore them to silence their patriotic duty. And a couple in Roswell, stargazing from their front porch, watched an object speeding through the night of the big storm, like two inverted saucers glowing from the inside, heading straight for the lightning right out to where we resided. They say we know what we saw, no rocket, no weather balloon, why keep it a secret? What could we learn, what could we learn? Well, we don't know, but we do know two things. We know what we saw, we know that we are not alone. So Daddy went into Roswell, where he met with the sheriff, who called up the army, who came for my father. He took him out in the pasture with trucks and soldiers. Then they picked up the pieces and carried them all away. Then they jailed my father and they asked him questions. Under guard in a small room, from head to foot tested him. He said, you know what I saw, I don't know why you're doing this to me, but I will keep it a secret, because you say it's my duty. 1 week later, he came home on an airplane. He said, forget all about it. He never spoke of it again. Sometimes I'd ask him, Daddy, was it from another planet? Was it something from the future? But I never got an answer. Yeah, I know what I saw, I don't care what they told him. Why keep it a secret? What could we learn? What could we learn? Well, I don't know, but I do know two things. I know what I saw, I know that we are not alone. Yeah, I know what I saw, I don't care what you're thinking. Why keep it a secret? What could we learn? What could we learn? Well, I don't know, but I do know two things. I know what I saw. I know that we are not alone.
Most of the songs on Terry Farmer's new album he wrote himself, but there are exceptions like that one. His interpretation of the Roswell incident, written by Suzanne McDermott and done on Terry's self-named album. It's just out on Pterodactyl Records. Deb Pasternak with her album released last year called Home, and we heard the title song Simply Home from that Boston-based singer-songwriter. And Mountain Heart did Go Away from No Other Way, the Skaggs Family Records label of artists. You've logged into folkimage.com, and just time for another song or two before we wrap up this program of January 18th, 2004, our first for the year 2004, and we'll delve here into the Oasis acoustic compilation, the latest one from them, volume 44. And this is a selection from Disc 1, Verlette Simon and Michael Willis.
Whispering right, you know it.
We heard from Verlette Simon and Michael Willis doing Right For Me on the Oasis Acoustic Volume 44 collection. And we'll conclude this edition of Folk Image with Anne Sweeten. Her new album is her fifth effort, and it is entitled Sapphire Days. We're going to hear a track here called Canopy of Stars. I'm Jeff Gill. Thanks for joining us for the first show of 2004 here at folkimage.com. Remember to support the arts and live acoustic music. Thank you.